Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is means of grace. A simple definition of means of grace is the gospel in word and sacraments by which God offers and gives us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. It's the means the Holy Spirit uses to reach souls with His grace. Basically, the means of grace are how the Holy Spirit works. As we have considered in church the last couple of Sundays, with Trinity Sunday this past Sunday, and even more so during Pentecost Sunday, we really focus on what it is that the Spirit does. He's the one who creates our faith. He's the one who sustains our faith. His work, of course, is of vital importance. We think of the work of the Father as our Creator, the one who sends His Son into the world, who brings about our salvation. We think of the work of the Son as accomplishing our salvation with His perfect life, innocent death, and glorious resurrection. But it would all be for naught if not for the work of the Holy Spirit, making us believe that these things are true. This is what the Holy Spirit does. The means of grace then tells us how He does it. Let's be clear, first of all, that these means are the Holy Spirit's means. This is what He uses to bring God's gifts of life and salvation to us. These are not our means. They're not things that we do. It's not as if we're winning points when we're reading God's Word or being baptized or receiving the Lord's Supper. It's all the Holy Spirit's working. Now, the Holy Spirit could work in a lot of different ways. He's God. And so He can work however He wants, but He tells us in His Word that this is how He acts. So Romans 10:17 tells us, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So the Holy Spirit works through His Word. He also works through baptism. Titus 3:5 says, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. And 1 Peter 3:21 tells us that baptism now saves us. And the Holy Spirit also works through the Lord's Supper. In the words of institution, we see that Christ is present with us in the sacrament, and that forgiveness of sins is attached to the eating and drinking of the bread and wine, His body and blood. And so the Holy Spirit uses this means to bring God's forgiveness to us. So why did He do things this way? Obviously, as God, the Holy Spirit can work however He wants. He could whisper God's truth into our ear if He wants. He can bring us to faith or tell us God's will however He would choose. He could do it in visions. He could also do it with great displays of might and power. He could use signs and wonder to help to strengthen the faith of His people. So if He could do all of this, why does He confine Himself to the means of grace? I believe that He does this for our good, so that we might have great assurance of our faith. So, how do these means of grace give us assurance? Well, think about if the Holy Spirit brought you to faith by whispering in your ear. That would be great. But what would happen when someone else said that the Holy Spirit whispered into their ear and yet says something that contradicts what you think the Holy Spirit said in your ear? Who would be right? Well, who would know? But the Holy Spirit caused God's Word to be written down, to stand for all eternity, so that there is no doubt about what God says. And so the Holy Spirit uses that changeless Word to bring us to faith, and we have the assurance that we know what God's Word is because it's written down for us. There's no question. And if the Holy Spirit used signs and wonders to bring us to faith, that would be great. until we fell into sin and started feeling the guilt of our sins, and then we'd wonder whether or not we were really saved. But the Holy Spirit uses baptism, which is connected to God's word of promise. When the pastor says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," that fact that we are baptized stands forever, regardless of how we feel at any given moment. God's word assures us that when God baptizes us, he makes us his own. And then we have that objective reality to cling to, that objective reality of our salvation to always look back to. Again, the Holy Spirit uses the Lord's Supper as that means of grace that we can touch and taste and feel over and over again. And so we receive and are assured of our forgiveness. Again, it doesn't matter how we feel. There's an objective fact here. The objective fact of our forgiveness stands because God's word tells us as we eat and drink our Savior's true body and blood, we have the forgiveness of sins. It's an objective reality. That's the real comfort of the means of grace. And so the Holy Spirit uses these means to give us that lifelong assurance of our salvation. So cling to these special means the Holy Spirit uses for us. Be in God's word. Remember your baptism. Receive his supper often and rejoice that your salvation is sure. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.